Hello, we are Terra Nova, a horror podcast. We're hosted by Kendall and Jackie. And here we talk about everything, well, horror. And this podcast is specifically for you, the horror fans, and also the non-horror fans. If you're too scared to watch the movies, it's fine. We talk about it, we discuss it, we dissect it, we laugh about it, talk about the good, the bad, the tropes, and new episodes are launched every Monday.
And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Terra Nova Pod. And leave a review, 5 stars, of course, on what platforms that you listen. And last but not least, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
And tell your dog, too. Cujo. Hello. Pew, 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 pew.
Hello. Fireworks, sparkle, glitter, bam.
Yeah. Bam, bam, pew, pew, pew. Those are my side effects. Those are my... Oh my god, it says side effects.
Fireworks would be a cool side effect.
I know, right? You'd be like, I'm an X-Men. It's happening. It's finally happening. I'm Jubilee. I know. I'd be like, I'm probably Jubilee. They were right. The vaccine does give you powers.
I always thought Jubilee powers are really cool, but like never seen as dangerous, even though they kind of should be.
Oh yeah, most definitely. She's the I'll do what I want, mom. Pew pew. You believe in the old cartoon? That's how she was. Oh my god.
So, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good, if I do say so myself.
Good. We made it. We almost there. It's the end of the year.
We made one whole year with our little baby. Our Terra Nova baby. Our little podcast baby. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. It's for those who like just listening and maybe don't have any like, you know, weekly projects or anything like that, it is its own kind of challenge to get things out week to week, but it is a whole lot of fun and we've been enjoying it the whole way through.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, this year has not been easy. It's all the mess, all the chaos, no different from last year. This year just feels like it's part due. Like we're
shitty
going
sequel.
we're gonna soon go into a trilogy, so I'm just like, yay. And for those who watch Scream 3, you know what that means. That means we're going to face inhuman things. We're going to face stuff from our past. The main character's going to probably die. Maybe not. Maybe will. Who knows? But no one's safe, apparently.
Civilizations will rise. They may fall as well.
Yep. I'm waiting for that. I'm just like, yes, anarchy. But yeah, it's been a wild ride. But I mean, it's been pretty good, I will say. I mean, we had like amazing guests so far for this round, this whole year. Some of them recurred, so that was also fun.
Yeah, word. This year was fantastic. The people we get to talk to every week are like some of the best people in the world. I swear. I know it sounds like, oh, you guys just saying that because you haven't met guests, but like, nah, I really feel like I'm friends with these people. And we actually ended up talking to most of these people we have on so much. You're like, oh, you guys are like cool. Like, we need to meet some way or another, whether it's we end up in your country or your state or whatever, and just kicking it, chop it up about movies or whatever. You just like, I feel like we were fortunate to meet some really cool people and be able to bring them on.
No, it's true. I mean, I do feel like most of the people we had on, like, whether they were on one time or twice, I really do consider them like our horror friends. You know, the horror community is such an amazing community. You know, people think, oh, horror, we losers. I'm like, you're the loser, okay? Like, it's all the people we met. Like, they're so cool. We met special effect artists, we met writers, we met bloggers, we met PhD people. Like, the list goes on and it's just going to keep growing, which I'm happy about and excited. And I'm glad that I can experience this ride, and not just with you, you know, and also the people we met along the way who are just like, we love your podcast, or we listen to you every day, or like, hey, you guys are great.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's the best part of my week. It's so much fun. Yeah, I love all the compliments we get, whether it's people, you know, like what we say about movies that they already liked, and maybe we open up a perspective they didn't intend on or they didn't expect to hear. Or even there's just them going, oh, I thought about some of that when I was watching the movie, but I missed some of these other things. It's fun. It's a blast to do this every week. And I appreciate everybody who listens and everybody who follows us on Instagram and everyone who just pops in and go, hey, I like you guys. And maybe aren't at times the most vocal, but like, you know, you always have your silent supporters and I appreciate them too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then also we had like amazing topics. You know, we don't just do movie reviews, we also do topics. I mean, again, my highlight of this year was the feminism horror panel we had. Like, that was just such a... That was great. I mean, because it was the first time I put together an episode on my own. That was my first time doing it. And it was so cute how, like, Kendall was just like, you can do it, Jackie. I believe in you. and it was awesome to, you know, we met amazing people, you know, for that panel that we still talk to, we still, you know, chat with, and it's great.
Yeah, word, it's fantastic. And we definitely talked to all the people who were involved. Definitely plan on bringing everyone back if anyone hasn't come back yet, which I know if you haven't. So yeah, you had some great guests for that. That was really awesome. I was hell to edit, but that was my fault in some ways. And technology, but technology going technology. But nah, I'm happy the end result was nice, and you know, even the response from it was nice, and people were just like, yo, I never thought about some of this, or like, this was just really raw and really like amazing. And I'm like, yo, this is cool, man. It's, you never know what people will actually like, you know, care about when you put it out there. All you could do is make stuff and then just leave it out there for people to do whatever they're gonna do with it. We've been doing that every week, and that's fun. I'm happy you guys are here for this ride.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Alexander, you know, our number one fan. Like, I had no idea that he listens to us every Monday. And I get excited when we find out that people listen to us since day one. Like, that's exciting. When people are like, yeah, I've been listening to you guys since the first episode. I'm just like, really? During our Zoom era? Our Zoom days?
It's my damn bathroom recording.
Yeah. You went from the bathroom to the closet, now to your living room. And I went through microphone changes as well.
So much.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great. And you know, we were also guests on other podcasts, so that was cool. Like, I mean, shout out to, you know, Autopsy of Horror Movies, you know, Brooke Horror. So cool. He had us on his podcast talk about, you know, the Final Girl Trope. And, you know, Gore Friends, you know, Mars and Story. They're so funny and so cool. And we were on their thing for what was it?
The others,
yeah. That was fun. Like, they're dope. They're dope girls. And, you know, Bruckner is so cool. You know, congratulations again on getting engaged.
Yeah, word. I really enjoy that. It's even more fun because I don't have to edit it. But I enjoy it in general. It's always really fun to do that stuff. And if anybody's listening, I don't know, you got a project you're working on or something you're already in progress, and you're like, I would like to bring these guys on, just reach out. More than likely, me and Jackie, you know, Jackie, be open to doing it. So just reach out, say what's up. A lot of time we reach out to people to be like, hey, I like your show, I would like to be a guest on it. But definitely, if you want us to be featured in your thing, feel free to reach out as well. Definitely have no problem with that. It's always a good time. It's fun. End up chopping it up with other people and meeting new people. And yes, it's good, man. It's good. We've been very fortunate this year. Obviously, you know, there's crazy stuff going on in the world, but we still bring, I would say, a good time every week to the podcast. Not a completely sad cry fest every week. We have a good time, even though the topics of some of these movies be crazy as hell, but we have a good time with it.
I know. And as someone who's dead inside every day, it makes me chipper. So, hey. but yeah, it's just dope. Like, I feel like this year was definitely interesting. Like, again, we were kind of surprised that we made it past the year. I remember we were getting close to August, and I was just like, wait, are we up to a year? Did we make a year out of this? You were like, yeah. And we were supposed to do it. Well, I was supposed to do a posting, and I forgot. And I was just like, eh, whatever. We'll do it in 2 years, maybe. I'm like, hey. I'm sure somewhere out there be like, wait, you've been 2 years? Where the hell was I? That's just my fault. I just forgot to post something and we made it to a year.
Yep, but it don't matter. We still here. That's what's important. We can miss a social post, but we still here. That's what people who listen are happy about, that we still here week to week. So That's what matters the most. That's fun, man. We have such a good time.
I know, and it's crazy, like 71 episodes so far. That's so wild.
Yeah, word. It came quick, you know, just focusing on that week to week of like getting stuff out. It's fun. It happens, you know. I would say for anyone who's like, I don't know, maybe got a project on their lap, they're like, I don't know if I should do it. Just try it. Just try it and see if it works. See how it works out for you. Don't matter if you make millions of dollars from it or not. What matters is you need something in your life to give you a little bit of fun and have a good time. So that's what this is for me.
Yeah. And I mean, it's cool, again, because like we met new cool people. And even on my Twitter, the people who we follow on Instagram is also on Twitter. And they follow me because I have my own separate Twitter that I talk about horror as well. And some of them have recognized, you know, who we are. And they're like, oh, this is your podcast. You guys are cool. I'm like, oh, thank you. Awesome. and yeah, it's dope because again, like, I think one of your friends had mentioned it before why he listens to us, right? The how like we're not like typical podcasts, that we do more than just reviews.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny. And it's funny because like even Alexander told us that as well, and you know, Samara and other people too. And yeah, I mean, it's funny, you always call me the horror historian, but I mean, I'm the one that does all the research and the docs that we make. So I'm the always one being like, oh my God. And some of the stuff I know because I'm a horror whore. I love horror. And some of it is fun to learn along the way. And especially when we have guests, you know, we're very open about the whole like, hey, we made this, look through it. If anything you want to add that I missed, go ahead and do it, because we're very open with that. We love having shared information. If there's something we don't know, hey, bring it down, mention it. Something for us to learn, something for us to read, and that's the fun part of it, you know, the backstory, the behind the scenes stuff, the what inspired the director and writers to do such films. And we come across a lot of great films along the way. I think that's the highlight also of like the podcast.
Yeah, it's great. Oh man, it's amazing. It's so much fun. I'm so happy we made it through 2021. 2022 is going to be lit. We already got our schedule for some things coming up. It's going to be lit. It's going to be a good time. We're going to talk to even a lot more people. Even possibly start doing interviews with people to talk about things that they've created. Because, you know, I really love highlighting, like, quote unquote, smaller creators. Like, you know, people always say, oh, it's easy to reach out to the big brands, stuff like that. But I'm like, there's far more people who are creating stuff that like already aren't in like, you know, the mega positions in their field that are creating good stuff already. So it's always great to like be able to talk to those people. And some have reached out to some filmmakers, special effects people, all type of people have started reaching out to us about, hey, can we just like talk to you on your podcast about what I do and stuff like that. So we've already had some people on who do amazing stuff, and we'll definitely bring them back to talk about the amazing stuff that they did. Because, you know, you can have somebody on for an episode and talk about a movie and they get to plug their stuff. But it's also good to hear about, you know, the inspiration and things like that behind what they did. I think of Violet, for example. You know, she always working on these amazing books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we have to, like, squeeze in. Like, tell people about your book. Like, take these 5 minutes, squeeze it in. But it would be nice to also be, like, you know, sit down with her and talk about their books in depth. So I'm excited about doing stuff possibly like that in the future.
You know, something with Kai. Like, Kai is an amazing special effect artist. You know, I'm scared I traumatized him with The Fly. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. But yeah, they're such an adult special effects artist, you know, and they have their own podcast as well. So, you know, I'm really happy that they're thriving and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of also why we like having guests, you know, not just for that, but also to give them the space as well. You know, I mean, yeah, we're cool podcasts, whatever. Shoo, don't glow us. But, you know, we also like to share our space as well with people, especially, like, you know, other, you know, people of color who are creatives, just like we are, you know, give them a voice that they might not have that platform, you know, and it's fun because then people will be like, oh, I heard about you and so-and-so, and blah, 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 you know, word of mouth. And then, boom, they start blowing up big. And they're just like, hey, don't forget about the small people. Me, I'm the small people. And yeah, you know, writers, directors, yeah, they've come across us and like, hey, you do independent stuff. And, you know, again, like we do have our stuff ahead because we tend, like, Kendall and I always like hash out our calendar ahead of time. We're pretty much like set everything up to July. I'm sure someone's just like, oh my God, you guys are so busy. Well, yeah, I mean, because we do have our separate things. We do our own personal lives, so we just like to get that out the way as well. And also, one of the big highlights for me of this year, I gotta say, is the fact that Jeff Barnaby, director and writer of Blood Quantum, not only liked our post, but then followed us. That's never happened to us before. We've never had a director and writer follow us back. They may like our stuff, but never follow us. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I was very like, oh my God, this is happening. This is happening, man. Oh my God, we're famous. I mean, we're not, but I felt famous that one
I'll
second.
take a moment of fame, why not?
Yeah, even Junji Ito be liking my stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, I made it. Junji Ito likes me, but he likes anything anyone ever mentions about him because he just loves his fans. And
That's so cool.
what about you? Any like highlights from this year that you were just like, oh my God, I can't believe we did that.
I feel like that about every episode, honestly. I'll be like, man, we made another one. And then sometimes people hit me up and be like, yo, y'all really be making more. I'm like, yeah, it's weekly, bro. We said every Monday, I got you. But yeah, I don't I you know, I really like, obviously I'm always a fan of the Black History stuff. So that month in particular was really cool. It was just like really well rounded in terms of stuff we got to go through. House in the Hood, that was like so cool. Got to bring on my homie Pierre. And he don't even like horror. Well, he didn't before this podcast. So, but for him to get to the point where he's even like, yo, I don't even mind talking to y'all about this, because like that's like really cool. Yeah, that's really cool. That was just really, really dope to be able to have him on to talk about that and just the other stuff we got to watch. You know, I always like bringing the crazy to the table to see how you respond. So like, you know, Aries, that was fucking fun. Watching Aries and then reviewing that with you, that was hilarious. I remember you hit, it's always funny. Me and Jackie mention it often on here, but you know, a lot of the time when we watching movies for like review, Jackie will be hitting me up while she's watching it, like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is going on here? And I'm just trying not to like respond too heavily, because I'm like, I'm gonna save it for the episode. I'm gonna save it for the episode. But I'd be cracking up dying. And I remember for Ares, you would hit me up like, what the fuck is that thing in a dungeon? Like, what is that? And it was just so funny. And that episode came out so good, and I feel like it's one of them shows I literally haven't seen anyone ever recommend or even speak of, but it's like a nice, really nice gem in my heart. I really like that show. I've watched it twice.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I recommend it to people now. I'm just like, because they're, you know, especially my niece and nephew or other people who are like really pot like in prominent into like commentary shows, especially in horror. And I was like, oh, well, you like that? You should watch Aries, because that's a good, I mean, it really was a good show. It was very beautifully done. The ending was just perfect. I was like, yes, queen. But yeah, to go back to you and traumatizing me, yeah, it's always been that way. Again, like me and Kendall have known each other for like I think 20 plus years, I feel.
It
Like
feels like it almost there. We getting there.
we know each other that long. We've been friends for a long time. And I remember in college, this is back when Skype was a thing, people. We used to Skype each other and be like, hey, let's watch a movie together. And every time, you always pick a crazy ass movie. And I would literally look at you in the camera like, what the fuck? Like, I'd be
Like,
yelling
why'd you
at
do
you.
this?
And I'm like, I can't do this. I'm so scared. Why are you doing this to me? And you're just there, mad nonchalant, like, well, that was something. I'm like, really? That's all you gotta say? Like, no. I'm the one freaking out, and you're just like, whoa, okay, that was crazy. I'm like,
that's shock to me. I'll be like, oh shit, like, you ever been so shocked you don't do nothing? That's me when I see saying wow to the horror movie. I sometimes pause it and I'll just look at the screen like, wow. Wow. Didn't see that coming. And a lot of the times I would find these movies by accident, because I, you know, not even just Jackie, but I've had several other friends ask me, how the fuck you find these movies? And I was like, yo, a lot, especially in college, a lot of times I'd have like, when I had a little bit of free time on the weekends or something, I'd be like, I want to watch a movie. And I would do this for any genre, but definitely horror. I would be like, okay, 100 top horror movies of like, I don't know, the past 10 years or some shit. And then you would get the weirdest compilation of a list, and I would be reading like kind of like quick one-liners of like what the movie's about, because I don't want to know too much. And then I would just go, okay, I'm gonna go with this bizarre ass movie. This sounds a little strange. And then I end up watching it, and I'd be like, holy fuck. And I'm like, Jackie, you need to watch it. This is insane. Without fail,
Why?
every time.
Why? I mean, we kind of had those for the podcast too, like a couple episodes,
Yeah.
like Nori. I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was wild.
Oh, that you just was
saw
just
that on
like,
Shudder and just
yeah. I'm never watching that shit ever again. It was beautifully done. It was cool. I'm never watching that ever again. The witch had me go, "What the fuck?" Ares was also like that, but it was top tier. Yeah, but at least I got that with you when I had you and you and Kai watch The Fly.
Between The Fly and Audition, holy fuck, Audition! I will never forget. I will never forget that movie. No matter what, that movie has forever altered my way I look at life. That movie has changed me. I will never forget that film. And anyone I've ever recommended it to, which actually Justine, she listens sometimes, one of my old coworkers I work with. I remember I recommended to her, she was like, because we were talking about foreign horror films, and I recently watched Audition at the time, and I was like, oh, you need to watch this. The movie's crazy as fuck. I'm going to just let you know that in advance. But you should check it out. And then after she watched, she came back, and she was just like, yeah, that was a... that was crazy as fuck. I was like, I told you. She was like, yeah, I knew it was gonna be crazy because I watched like foreign horror film, but that was next level. And I was like, yeah, I didn't expect all that. And I think about that movie often. Like, yo, this is shit. This movie is bizarre, but it works and it's so good. And I see why it's a classic. It's something. It really is.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that. I mean, be lucky I haven't said, hey, let's watch The Blob from the 1980s remake, because that was also pretty crazy.
Ah.
Or any other insane. I mean, yeah, I watch insane movies as well that I watch once, and I'm just like, I'm never watching this again. But then I'll just bring it up and be like, hey, you ever seen this movie before? No. What's wrong with you? And I'll have you watch it, and I'm just like, watching it from the side eye. I'm just like, yeah, the crazy movie. Yeah, I don't want to watch it. Yeah. But that's me. But yeah, it's a... Yo, I can't wait for what you have in store for me for 2022, honestly. I'm, like, kind of nervous. I mean, we made the schedule, but I forget because I have fog brain. I'm like, let me see what crazy shit Kendall's going to have me watch that I have to be ready for and be like, fuck, man.
I'll throw some curveballs in there for sure. For sure.
But yeah, but again, like, 2021 was pretty good despite... COVID still being a pain in the ass, and you know, now it upgraded. It kind of did like the Jason X thing, you know. One moment Jason's just doing this, and now he's from space. He has like metal mask now. That's Omicron now. It's just like, what? He's like a Pokemon. He's like COVID evolves to you, Omicron.
It's like a goddamn Eevee, you know, that is 900 Eevee evolutions. Cause oh my god! For every single stone, that's yes. Pretty much COVID.
Yes, that is. That's going to be COVID, Jesus. Oh my god. Or like a Digimon, like Digimon 2. Yeah, it's just like, how much more? What's next? Watch someone be like, zombie apocalypse. I'm like, you know what? We're not ready for that. We're not prepared. We can say what we want. We're not ready to survive a zombie apocalypse. I'm just letting you know, I will be the first one to die. I'll be the first one to sacrifice someone. That's it. That's who I am as a person. I'm either going to like throw myself to the zombies, or I'm just gonna be like, take them instead, and just throw them into them. Yeah, I'm that person.
I can't say I blame you at that point. It's zombies.
Unless we get the Michael Jackson zombies, so all we gotta do is just dance, and they'll be like, ooh, and that's it. We're good. We saved the world. We're just gonna dance.
She's one of us. It's so crazy.
That was a fun episode too. Thriller was a fun episode.
Yeah, that was a blast. That was a blast. We definitely want to do more stuff like that in the future. So, yeah, once again, I'm just say thank you, everybody, for listening. Whether you listen every week, whether you listen one time, whether you just told a friend randomly in passing, like, yo, man, I know these people and they funny as hell. Or I like watching them. I like listening to them. They crack me up. I like their Instagram page because it look nice, which I do appreciate those compliments. We appreciate those compliments. It is a team effort to make them Instagram posts. From a visual standpoint and everything else, it is a team effort, but it is so worth it, and I enjoy being a part of it. Cracks me up every week, so thank you, everybody who listens. Have a safe New Year's. Get drunk if you want to, just don't hurt nobody, and stay as safe as you can during this time.
Yes. Again, like, I agree with Kendall. Thank you for those who listened to us, who gave us a chance. I mean, you guys are the reason why we do this, the reason why we're still doing it. You know, you guys kind of like gave us motivation and kind of put, especially me, because I have seasonal depression. But you guys make it worthwhile. You know, your DMs being like, hey guys, what's up? And I'm like, hey, even though Kendall, you know, does that whole like, we are one thing, I'm so sorry, but I let you know it's me. Kendall doesn't do that. You just have to guess which one you're talking to.
This point, you could probably assume if it doesn't say Jackie at the end, it's probably me.
Yes, if you say, you're that girl's hot, it could be either him and I, but it's most of the time it's going to be Kendall. Most of the time it's going to be Kendall.
Hey, people are attractive.
like titty cool. I would never get over that. I had to mute my mic for that. But yes, so yes, have a safe, like, seriously, guys, have a seriously safe new year. You know, if you want to party, go ahead, do it safely. If someone gets close to you, throw some, I don't know, sanitizer in their face, like pepper spray, but, like, get away from me. Do what you gotta do, man. Survive it like it's a zombie apocalypse. And yeah, thank you, Kendall, for being a great co-host. Yeah, we'll see you guys in 2022. Woo! You want to sound us off this time, Kendall?
Oh, yes. Happy 2022 coming up. Have a good one. Woo! Goes goodbye.